Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 14th of April 2024. Equity markets fell over the week following hotter than expected US CPI data and heightened tensions in the Middle East following Iran's attempted missile strikes on Israel. Just 1 month ago, markets had placed a high probability that the US Federal Reserve would cut its interest rates at its upcoming June and July meetings. However, following last week's announcement that year-on-year consumer prices rose by 3.5%, markets have almost written off expectations of a June rate cut and are now applying only a 50% chance that US rates will be cut in July. US consumer prices rose by 3.5% year over year in March, up from 3.2% in the prior month. Core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, held steady at 3.8%, coming in slightly above consensus expectations. While service inflation remained stickier than expected, largely due to the financial health of the US consumer, there was more positive signs of continued downward moves in shelter and automobile prices. Later in the week, stocks pulled back sharply in the wake of reports that Iran was preparing to directly attack facilities on Israeli soil for the first time. Oil prices rose on the news, along with the US dollar, which is typically viewed as a safe haven in times of international turmoil. Meanwhile, the CBOE Volatility Index, Wall Street's so-called fear gauge, spiked to its highest level since November. US equity markets fell 1.6% over the week, with small and mid-cap stocks faring worse than mega-cap growth names. European equities also fell 0.26%. However, UK equities bucked the downward trend, gaining 1.07%. The British pound's weakness relative to the US dollar helped support the index, which includes many multinationals that generate meaningful overseas revenue. Japanese stock markets rose 1.4% as the yen remains near multi-decade lows, whilst Chinese equities fell 1.62% as CPI data came in at just 0.1% for the month of March, below consensus expectations. In the wake of Wednesday's inflation report, the yield of the 10-year US Treasury bond rose to the highest level in 5 months as it climbed as high as 4.59% at one point. It did, however, close the week at 4.52% as investors sought safe haven investments following the breaking news of Iran's direct attack of Israel. Gold prices rose for the third week in a row, adding to the record highs reached in previous weeks. And despite rising on fears of the escalating tensions in the Middle East during the week, oil prices fell 1.6% over the course of the week, with WTI crude closing at just over $85 per barrel. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.